One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
To Quote a Wrestler, so, what do you want to talk about? It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley, and we're live 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific. The number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's Jim Valley, the effing king of recovery. We were gone last week, but we're back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you!
And we have got some ground to cover today, some hallowed ground, as Edge says goodbye to Toronto Friday night, and apparently his WWE in-ring career. Got a classy send-off, a poignant video package, tributes from like John Cena, and an emotional victory over Sheamus with his family in the front row, and many people speculating about the future of Edge. He says his contract with WWE isn't up until the end of September. But we'll talk about Edge and why I often think about him when it comes to the modern Bloodline storyline. Also, some good news. We can all finally identify both members of FTR. The bad news is the reason why. As you probably know, Cash Wheeler, the guy with hair, arraigned and released on bond for allegedly flashing a gun in what is described as a road rage incident a few weeks ago in traffic in Florida. Shocking. FTR scheduled to speak on Collision tonight. Also added a match between Jay White and Dalton Castle, which should be a lot of fun. And you know, break these away. I can't think of better things to talk about. Can you? Also, awesome match on Rampage, Triple Mania, all kinds of stuff. Stand by, we'll gig the news nest. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's your belly. Gosh, I feel so out of practice because I wasn't here last week. And then I think a producer was here like a couple of weeks before. So I'm a little out of sorts. So you're not going to get the tremendously professional show that you always get each and every week because I'm, you know, that's my only excuse. Don't know what my excuse is all the other weeks, but that's my excuse this week. Anyway, let's gig the news. It's the dirtiest sheet. You know, as we mentioned earlier, we'll talk about it later in the show. Edge had a tearful send-off in Toronto Friday night, apparently. The end of Edge's in-ring career in WWE, defeated Sheamus with the spear. It was his last match, unless you count his last man standing match with Randy Orton in 2020, which I believe is still going on. Not a career highlight was that match. WWE sold out both nights of WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. It's about 45,000 tickets each night. Last night on SmackDown, WWE touting it sold 90,000 tickets in one day. Or another way to put it, WWE fans have now bought 4 tickets each to see Cody Rhodes finish the story. You know, the match they paid for last year. Well, the King of the Mountain is now the king of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Deathmatch. AEW put on quite the spectacle. You either loved it or you hated it. As Jeff Jarrett beat Jeff Hardy in a no-holds-barred brawl and went backstage, sponsored by a video game based on the popular horror franchise, as they had tables, whips, and chainsaws, plus buckets of blood poured over people's head. Even an appearance by Leatherface himself. Watching from home, Vince Russo called the match a little subtle, bro. Tony Khan announced that he got every penny, he sent every penny from the sponsored match to the Maui Food Bank. Obviously, Hawaii's still reeling from those awful fires. Reading comments from wrestling fans watching from the comfort of their own homes, you'd swear that they were the real victims. Darby Allin and Sting shocked the crowd in attendance at A.R. Fox's wrestling school when they made a surprise appearance at a match, attacking Fox, seemingly returning the favor for the attack at Nick Wayne's wrestling school. You know, Sting hasn't been in front of a crowd that small since 1991 when Ric Flair left for WWF. Also, one matches the record for a partner not turning on Sting in WCW. And even though the crowd may have been smaller, A.R. Fox probably made more money than early 90s WCW. This week's Wrestling Observer reports that for the past 2 weeks, Raw saw a decrease in viewers under 50 years old. Better check those life alert bracelets, including mine. Dave Meltzer also reports that for the fiscal year that just ended, New Japan Pro Wrestling generated about $36.5 million in revenue and about $1.6 million in profit. In the same period of time, Stardom, the female promotion, generated $10.5 million in revenue and posted a $1.72 million profit. So Stardom, more profitable than New Japan. That, my friend, is a lot of picture books for sale. Nails made his first public appearance in years, looking gray, tired, disheveled, in the orange jumpsuit. Wait, no. I'm being told that was Tammy Sitchiter court appearance. Well, we finally know what FTR stands for. Flash the Revolver. Cash Wheeler, the guy without the podcast, allegedly brandished a weapon in a road rage incident on July 27th. Yes, of course, in Florida. He was arraigned Friday, released on $2,500 bond. In the police report, the alleged victim says Wheeler pointed a black semi-automatic handgun at him and was driving his Jeep Gladiator in and out of traffic recklessly. The victim also claims that he pulled into the far right lane to let the Jeep pass, and instead, the Jeep pulled onto the right shoulder. And that's when he saw a bearded white male pointing a semi-automatic handgun out the driver's side window with a strong stare. Again, all of this according to the victim report. The victim has not been charged. And of course, as always, everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty. You know, with all this stuff going on, does AEW give out sabotage bonuses? Of course, Arn Anderson is now suing Cash for gimmick infringement. CM Punk thinking to himself, man, I'm glad I made friends with that guy. So there we go. This week's Gigging the News. We're going to talk about this, and here's the thing. If you are a responsible gun owner, great. I appreciate that, as does everybody else. But we're not talking about that right now. Go take that to another show. This is a show about wrestling. And Cash has been charged and arraigned for allegedly flashing a gun in traffic last month. And look, and there's also, of course, the stuff with Punk and Adam Page and the comments about dolls being peg warmers. And apparently, that was a joke that fell flat, and he apologized. And then there was the thing with Ryan Nemeth and Matt Hardy, Christopher Daniels, and Jack Perry. And all of this has been covered and covered and covered and then covered some more. You know, and I feel like part of this is going to be a repeat show. Because I swear, I've said this before. And you know what? I'm gonna say this again. Wrestlers are gonna wrestle. You know, it's very easy to sit wherever you are and say Tony Khan needs to stop being their friend, or Tony Khan needs to be a boss, and Tony Khan needs to do this or needs to do that. But the reality is, we live in a corporate world. Corporations run everything now. There's very little you can do in your life today, for better or for worse, that is not touched by corporations. The clothes you wear, the food you eat, the things you go and buy, stuff you use for construction, products, anything and everything. Corporations. We live in a corporate world. And it's fun to hear people talk about the 80s, the 70s, the 60s. And I love those stories about the outlaws and the stuff that they did. Speeding 1,000 miles down the freeway with a gun in your holster and, you know, three female fans in the back seat. And it's hilarious to think about, compare and contrast to time today. But you know what? I don't know how much Tony Khan needs to be blamed and how much it's time to bring wrestlers into this century. We live in a corporate. It's time to get up to speed, boys and girls, maybe in some cases. We'll talk about that and more. Jim Valley, stand by. Wrestling Observer Live. Somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live and Jim Valley looking at the YouTube chat, talking about all the random stuff that's been happening, all the drama in AEW. And someone says the only thing missing from the story was Bradshaw peeing out a window. And look, maybe Cash Wheeler, I don't know his life. Maybe for some reason he's got a stalker. He's got something where he feels he needs that gun. And that's totally fine. I'm not begrudging him that. But I don't know. Maybe think about, and who knows what this alleged victim did. And so far, this alleged victim hasn't been charged with anything. So, I mean, it's possible maybe this person put Cash in a position where he felt he needed to do that. Maybe it'll come out later. Maybe it won't. But here's the thing. People lose sight that wrestling is a business. I know, shocking. The point of wrestling is to make money. Sell tickets, sell pay-per-views, sell subscriptions, t-shirts, booklets like in Stardom. All of these various things to get you to give them money. It's not a cause. It's not a non-profit. A lot of wrestling organizations don't make profit, but that's another story for another time, kids. There's the biggest wrestling show possibly ever coming up in 8 days, a week from tomorrow as I'm recording this. Wembley Stadium. They have sold 80-some thousand tickets. They are just a hair's breadth away. Hundreds of tickets, handfuls of tickets, dozens of tickets, scores of tickets, oodles of tickets from selling out and beating the record, the official record from WrestleMania in Texas years ago. The official record. But here's the thing. There's a difference between the number of tickets you sell and the number of bodies in the stadium. And also, when you're this close to the finish line, to pad that number as big as you can, to make sure, because obviously some people won't show up. Maybe they'll be sick, maybe for whatever reason. Family emergency. Not everyone is going to make the show. So you want to be able to break that record for real. You want to sell tickets. And these events, no matter how minor, no matter how major, play into a narrative about AEW and could certainly turn some fans off. You know, I was going to go, but one, maybe the card doesn't look to be the best. And, you know, there's just all this drama. I don't know that I want to do that. And boom. Will they probably make the record? Yes. But it's things like this you have to consider. You are in the public eye. You've got to sell tickets. You are the product. And God bless. Look, you know, Ryan Nemeth. I was front row when AEW came to Seattle for Dynamite, beginning of the year. And Ryan Nemeth was on Dark or whatever it was, Ring of Honor, I forget. But he was like standing right, I mean, we're like side to side practically because I was front row. And my God, in person, Ryan Nemeth looks like a million bucks. He's got a lot of charisma. He would pass the airport test. On TV, I can't explain it. It doesn't quite translate. But in person, my God, the guy looks tremendous. But here's the thing. When it comes to drawing money, and maybe it's not his fault, he's at the bottom of the pecking order. But he's, look, he's great. He's great at comedy. He's great at doing, showing ass in the ring. He's great at all those things. And somebody's got to do it. But it's like, he's not drawing money. It's like, if you're not drawing money, regardless of where your friends are, maybe cryptic tweets aren't the best idea. It's just, people need to keep their eyes on the prize. But for some reason, wrestlers are going to wrestler. They're always going to do this. And for some reason, they think that because there's this history of carrying guns and being outlaws and doing all this crazy stuff, that gives them a license to be idiots in 2023. Well, there's this thing called evolution, and I'm not talking about the faction. I'm talking about growth. You're supposed to evolve. We live in a corporate world. It's time to get up with corporate speed. It's time to do these things. And if you can't do it, well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, yes, Tony Khan does deserve perhaps just some of the blame because he hasn't handled it perhaps as forceful as he could. But maybe he's got his own reasons for doing that. I can't speak to that. But to put all of the blame on him is not right. But also this, have you ever managed a locker room? Wrestlers are their own breed. I can't tell you if there's one way to manage, because if there was, it would be done. But it's also funny how just years ago, Steve Austin talking about, I went backstage and everybody's out there walking on eggshells, and you can't have that with talent. And everybody was agreeing with Steve. Oh, Steve, you're right. Talent's got to be feel free to do this and feel free to do that. And now look what happens when you give talent that rope. What they do. You want to know why? Because God bless them. Not all of them, but many wrestlers are idiots. They don't understand. They're so focused on doing a great match or a great move or popping the crowd. They don't worry about promos. Or they don't worry about selling tickets. They're just worried about matches. They've got this laser focus. And look, it's great they want to pop the crowd. It's great they want to entertain and do the best possible performance. But that ain't it, yo. That ain't the big picture. And it's like working the marks isn't the big picture either. Working the internet isn't the big picture. The big picture is making money. Getting people to talk isn't necessarily making money. If you turn people off of your product, that's not making money. Eyes on the prize. And the prize is Wembley Stadium. And you know what? You're not the only people who have put this together. Tony Khan, obviously, with his connections, his reputation, his connections with football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, with the Jaguars, football, again, whatever you want to call it, American football. He put a lot of work into this. People who've worked on the logistics of the stadium and the event. People like the Bucks and even Cody and others who, through the sweat, Kenny Omega, who got over outside of the machine, the WWE machine. It really starts with them. There's a lot of sweat and blood and tears, effort and money and time that has gone into this moment. And it's not yours to take away. It's not yours to just fiddle around. You know, yes, there's something to be said to be an individual and go out there and get over on your own. But there's also a collective. There's a collective company that you belong to, that you are responsible to. You're responsible to the director and the lighters and the gaffers and the camera people and the security and everybody, even the people who work concessions, who make their money at Wembley Stadium. There are so many more people who are connected to this, not just you, trying to be funny or trying to get over or trying to tweak somebody. Wrestlers. Am I right? Anyway, we're going to talk about some good stuff in wrestling. Talk about SmackDown. We'll talk about some cool matches I saw and some other things. So stand by. There's some positives. Don't worry. It's Jim Ballack, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, we're back live Saturday. It's Jim Valley, and, you know, there was some cool stuff in wrestling. A lot of people were raving this morning about the match taped on Wednesday, but broadcast Friday night on Rampage. It was Rey Fénix and Commander. An excellent match, maybe the best Commander has looked in AEW. Just an incredible performance. The dives, the flips, the rope walks. Like Fénix busted out some rope walks of his own with the Hurricane Rana. It was just so, so impressive. Loved just an excellent, excellent match. And if you haven't seen it yet, hopefully you DVR'd it because it's worth watching. A lot of times, very easy to have Rampage fall off your radar, but this is worth going out of your way for. Somebody asked me on Twitter if Lucha Libre is my favorite style of wrestling. That's a great question. I don't know. I love it. It's fun. That's one thing I've thought about this week, is I don't get to watch, or I don't make enough time for Lucha Libre. Because this week, I got caught up on Triple Mania, the latest one from Tijuana. And oh my God, that four-way match for the AAA Mega Championship. That was a clinic as well. As El Hijo de Vikingo over Mike Bailey, Jack Cartwheel, and Daga. And my word, what's the deal with Mike Bailey? That guy has just match after match after match after match. It's incredible. Just the body of work that guy puts in virtually every time. He's like a pocket-sized Kenny Omega. You just let him loose. And he just, five stars. Just incredible work. I get so much respect for Mike Bailey. And Jack Cartwheel. First of all, the Mexican announcers saying Jack Cartwheel is worth the price of admission alone. They just put this flair on it that is incredible. And I cannot even come close to do it justice. But the body control and the precision Jack Cartwheel has, his core strength. A lot of times you look at a wrestler and you go, oh my God, their arms or their legs. But this guy, you look at his core and the moves he pulls off and the control that he has. He is remarkable. He's perfect for Lucha Libre. And then Vikingo, El Hijo de Vikingo, you know. And Daga has been great for many years. But it was just amazing. All four of them, just boom, boom, boom. But as great as that was, the rest of the show, and it's unfortunate, because in the main event, Sam Adonis and Psycho Clown did a lot of the heavy lifting. And it's hard because, you know, and Rush is there, but he's not really, you know, as much, you know, he's you know, he doesn't really have a huge issue in the match as much as Psycho Clown and Sam Adonis, more star power. And then obviously L.A. Park. And L.A. Park is, you know, very heavy, very broken down, and that's completely understandable. But it's they do Spanish announcing in the arena. And, you know, obviously the American announcers, Larry Dallas, they're talking over it, and it's, you can hear them, it's fine, but it just takes something out of it. I don't understand the logic of it. It feels like an ego thing, but, and again, how can you wrestle wanting to hear the crowd and feel the crowd and react to them when you've got the announcer over the crowd and everybody's trying to be quiet hearing the announcer? And it's just, I don't know. And every year, AAA says they're going to go to Mexico, and this is like the 40th anniversary of that. So, but anyway, I wish the best. Last night, Edge, a beautiful send-off for Edge. And many people said Moxley, as I recall, got a nice send-off too. So the fact that Edge got a beautiful send-off from WWE may or may not be an indicator as to what Edge will do next. Will he go to AEW? I don't know. Edge says he doesn't know what his future holds. He did claim that his contract with WWE is ending at the end of September. Now, if that is true, that means he would not make an appearance at Wembley Stadium. Now, a guy like Edge oftentimes is known to work the crowd. This is not unusual. So I can't say one way or the other. So I'm not even going to speculate. But I remember Edge's debut in 1998. This new guy coming to WWE, and people are like, kind of looks like Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho. And it's like, Edge, the Edge, that's the guy in U2, right? Well, anyway, you know, from growing, the evolution of Edge from the Brood to TLC to 5-Minute Pose to feuds with John Cena and Randy Orton. But for me with Edge, and he's had a legendary career, a career anyone would dream of having. But for me, I always remember Money in the Bank. You know, back then, no one fully understood the stipulation. He won it at WrestleMania 21 and then cashed it in January at the Elimination Chamber at New Year's Revolution. John Cena had a bloody elimination match with John Cena, Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, Carlito, Kane, and Chris Masters. That's a moment in time, isn't it? Anyway, pins John Cena, wins his first world championship, and that Monday drew a noticeable bigger rating. Edge became a draw. For years, WWE had been looking, chasing that bump in ratings. Always about ratings, obsessed with ratings. And they finally see someone move ratings. Instead of going with Edge, Edge drops the title back to John Cena at the Royal Rumble, and Cena faced Triple H at WrestleMania. They had a new star, a new main event guy, and for whatever reason, they killed him mid-launch, in my opinion. And fans have never looked at Edge the same way again. Yeah, he was a top guy, but I don't know that he moved the needle the way he did back in 06. And for me, that's the tale of Edge, as great as he is. And look, I had somebody in wrestling one time think I was burying Edge. And it's just the opposite. I'm saying he could have been at the higher level instead of just a little bit below. And even though he was the top guy on SmackDown, he was never the face. And I think there was a generation of fans that went with Edge. And then they went, oh, he's not the guy. And people always accused me of wanting the bloodline to fail. Because when Sammy didn't win, and then Cody didn't win, I was surprised that there wasn't a drop in fan interest. And if you look at what happened with Edge, that's what I based my, I don't call it an expectation, but I wanted to see if that would happen again. I suspected it might, and it didn't. And same thing with Kurt Angle. There was a time when Kurt Angle was supposed to take Stephanie, and instead, Stephanie went back with Triple H, and fans tuned out again. So this is an unusual time in history. And look, I don't know if it's good or bad. Is it good that fans have faith and are invested in the promotion and they keep watching? Or are fans just being spoon-fed and don't care either way? They're sheep. And I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying there are a couple of ways to look at it. But Edge, look, the guy's got a beautiful family. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got millions of dollars, a custom home in a beautiful city. He's got his health. Considering what he went through, dude walks out. If he walks out, he walks out a winner. Maybe he does want to have one last run with his best friend Christian and his buddies the Hardys. If he does, that's his prerogative. But if he doesn't, he walks out a winner either way. And I know a lot of people want to talk about the rated R stuff. And I don't know. He's got a family. He's got kids. It was a thing that happened. But I don't see it as defining him. If anything, he rose above it. And I think that speaks to him. That couldn't have been fun. To have that rated R moment. That could not have been fun for either of them. But they worked through it like professionals. And he lived to see the other side. And come out with, like I said, the family, the money, the house, everything. So rather than being sad, I think there's a lot of happiness. There's many successful moments, brilliant matches, promos, feuds, you know, John Cena, Randy Orton, so many others that, you know, Edge got to main event and close out WrestleMania with The Undertaker. So many moments in his career that he can be proud of. You know, who would have guessed that kid in one of the front rows of WrestleMania 6 would have done what he did. And they showed the clip, obviously, with Bret Hart and the talk show. And it's beautiful like that. It's great now that there are people in the ring who are invested in wrestling. They want to do the best performance, give the best match they can, and make memories for themselves and their fans. They're not just stealing a paycheck. And that's another great thing, too. Edge is part of that generation leading the way. That fan generation. Maybe it started with Shawn Michaels, but he's sort of that next generation. The wrestling spawn of Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. Edge has a great legacy and a lot to be proud of. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
People in the YouTube chat talking about the potential for Edge at AEW. Someone says Sexton Hardcastle is All Elite. That was his old indie name. Someone says he could debut as Wedge or a Pledge is All Elite. Then maybe Triple H could go, and someone says you could have Pledge and Sledge. And hang on a second. I'm going to block all of these people. Anyway, someone goes on to say they'd love to see Edge and Christian and the Hardys have their last match together on an Omega show as their backyard gimmicks. So you could have High Voltage and Will-O-The-Wisp versus Sexton Hardcastle and Canadian Rage. And those names are cringe, but, you know, that's not a bad idea if they want to do one more. Just do some self-promoted thing, or even do, you know, something online or some kind of backyard gimmick where they invite a certain number of people or certain people to watch the match. They could do something like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be in All Elite or any other company for that matter. It could be like the end of Rocky III, where they're just in a ring together one last time. And they go, who's going to ring the bell? And they go, ding, ding. And the Eye of the Tiger plays. It's a Leroy Neiman painting. And it's a fade out. But either way, now regardless of what the future holds for Edge, I think he can hold his head up high. And all of them can. They've all had amazing careers. All of them young men watched had a dream. And more than achieved those dreams. All right, we'll watch Collision, see what happens tonight. Jim Valley, talk next week. Wrestling Observer Live.